It's Aloha Tuesday, big race this Saturday. Breakfast with Bob.
Pancho Man! We have a studio audience again. My name is Bob Ballard, Breakfast with Bob. We are brought to you by Hoka One One Polar Halo Neuroscience VeloFix. Today's plan, Normatec. Our championship edition will be at Four Seasons Resort Hualalai, and we're streaming on Triathlete Magazine. My guest, the three-time Ironman World Champion, more important, mother to Izzy, Miranda Carfrae. Yeah.
I think you got that, more importantly, mum to Izzy part quite accurate.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So this year, Izzy's having fun?
Yeah, Izzy's having fun. Last year when she was here, she was only about 6 weeks old. So as I said, kind of just hanging out, not really doing a whole lot. But this year, a whole lot of personality. It's been really fun to bring her here. And I'm sure we'll be coming here for many years to come. So and she'll get more and more fun as she gets older.
So you just come off a training camp in Kansas.
Yeah.
And so it's hot. It's windy.
Yeah.
And it's a lot like this type of conditions, right? What did you come away from that with?
Yeah, well, you know, we wanted to do our last preparations down at sea level. The last, I guess, basically since 13 or 14, I've been doing my preparations up at altitude in Boulder, and they've gone great, and I've had great results here. But way back when I first started, we would train in LA, actually, with Siri in Santa Monica. And Tim wanted to try sea level, and at this stage in our relationship with a baby, there's no splitting up. We make decisions for the family.
Yes.
And Julie's group, Julie Dibbins' group, wanted to go down to sea level, and Kansas just made the most sense. We looked at Texas, we looked at Arizona, and Kansas was just easy because we could pack up the van, pack up the truck, and our nanny actually drove it out to Kansas. It's only an 8-hour drive from Boulder, and Tim and I and Izzy flew, and it was great. Such a really cute small town, 10-minute ride to get out to roads that are rolling, windy, and as you mentioned, hot, and no cars. And if there were any cars, they were very considerate and passed us on the other side of the road. Unfortunately, right. Boulder's become so busy traffic-wise, nothing like San Diego. or
bad.
California, but... yeah, just and a lot of bikes that I think the motorists are less patient with the cyclists in Colorado now. So, yeah, we had a great time. I really enjoyed the training camp, but depending on how we race on the weekend, we'll determine whether we go back and do that again.
Well, but you came off of that, went to Augusta, right?
Didn't? Yeah.
Do you have the fastest bike split there?
I did. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, we like that. Around that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
This doesn't usually happen for me. So yeah, I mean We had great races in Augusta, both took the win there, so that was a really good indicator for the training that we did in Augusta, Kansas, and obviously a good indicator for Kona, but, you know, 70.3 is nothing like Ironman, and
right. This
Ironman's nothing like any other, so certainly a positive sign, but really doesn't mean anything.
In terms of the focus on the bike this year, what have you been doing?
I think the focus this year has been Izzy more than anything.
Yeah.
And because of that, a lot more wind trainer rides, a lot more trainer rides, a lot more time on the turbo, just so that I could, you know, get off and feed her between.
Right.
You know, initially it was I couldn't go out for 5 hours without my boobs exploding and her exploding. So I would ride the trainer, hop off, feed Izzy, and then hop back on. Through that, I've been riding the best I've ever ridden in my career. So. That's really exciting.
Very exciting.
And hopefully it shows on the weekend. It certainly showed and has shown this year in all of my races. I've been riding very well. But all that really matters is this race.
So when we look at 2010, going into that race, obviously overwhelming favorite with 3 wins in a row with Chrissy Wellington.
Yeah.
This year, we've got Daniela Reif with 3 wins in a row, overwhelming favorite. Yeah. But stuff happens.
Stuff happens
all the time. So when you go into this race, what do you take away from 2010? Because the last thing you expected was Chrissy not starting that day. And that was the day you ended up winning your first Ironman World Championship title.
Yeah, I mean, 2010, I was completely shocked that morning when Chrissy didn't show up. I think Tim was there with me. He was supporting. He wasn't racing. And he said, when they announced it over the loudspeaker, he said it looked like I'd seen a ghost. I was white. I basically spent my whole year thinking about, okay, how am I going to beat Chrissy? Chrissy's going to be doing this. If Chrissy does this, this is what I'm going to do. And all of a sudden, she wasn't even there. So I felt an immense amount of pressure because all of a sudden everybody was like, well, if Chrissy's not here, you better win.
You have no excuse now.
Well, I better win.
Because you've been second.
Yeah, I was second the year before. And, you know, this was my second Ironman 2010. Yes. And 9 was my first. So I had one under my belt and, you know, should be able to perform a little better in your second with a little experience. And, yeah, so fortunately I had one of the best races. I think I swam with the front pack that day. I don't know.
Wow.
That was kind of an out-of-body experience. yeah, I mean, I had just a perfect day. Everything went very smoothly. Yeah, I'm sure Daniela is in good health and will be ready to race, so I won't be so lucky on Saturday. But again, you never know. You never know what's going to happen on race day. Maybe I have the race of my life. Maybe she doesn't have her best race. But again, she's not the only woman on that start line.
No, there's a lot.
I got to worry about. There's a lot of rookies coming in. Obviously, Lucy Charles is going to be even faster. She, you know, sort of untapped potential. And yeah, I mean, I just can't think about the other girls. There's too many of them. So I'll just try and focus on myself.
Yeah.
Don't waste any energy on anyone else. And hopefully I can put together a great race.
So speaking of great races, one of the greatest races we've ever seen here was 2014. You come off the bike, what, 14:30 down? And at that point, when you're running along 14:30 down, you could be beating yourself up and say, oh, I've been on the podium every time. I've won this race. I've won this race a couple times. How hard is it with that person on one shoulder, person on the other shoulder, basically saying, you can do this. Ah, the condo's right there.
Yeah. No, I definitely had the negative and positives going that day. Certainly early on the run, I felt very negative and felt like a failure because I was so far down and being defending champ. Yeah, I kind of felt like I'd let my team down, let myself down. And then I sort of got my head right a couple of miles later and just figured, you know, I'm here. I'm in good shape. I know I looked after myself well on the bike and just go and see if I can have my fastest marathon. And I did have my fastest marathon that day, and that got me the victory. So if anything, mentally, that was my best race I've ever had here. Physically, it wasn't my best race. But
Why wasn't it physically?
2013, there was more power output on the bike, and I think it was a hotter year.
Yeah.
And I ran just maybe 10 seconds slower in 13. So I think 13 was physically my best year. But I think the mental battles are the ones you're proudest of. When things
right.
are going right, things are easy. Anyone can race well. When when you're having a bad day, things are going wrong. I think character really shines through if you can overcome and still perform. And so, both of those years, if I could have a mental great year and a physical great year, I'm gonna need those two things on Saturday.
Well, and the person you passed was Daniela Reif.
Yeah.
Towards the end of that race, and I'm sure she still thinks about that's you know, if there's somebody out there, I gotta see where Marinda is off
no,
the bike.
No, I think she's probably I'm a has been now, Daniela. Don't worry about me. You've got I'm just a mum. Just got little Izzy, that's all I care about. No, she's got a lot of other women I think she's looking at, but yeah, I mean, I hope to be up there, but we'll wait and see.
How hard was it to come back from having a baby?
You know, initially it was really hard coming back, just time-wise.
Yeah.
And Izzy needs you. She needs you all the time. And that was really tough to just find the time to get out the door or, you know, get a session in. And then feeling guilty that I'm going back to work. You know, every time I walk out the door, she would cry. And that was heartbreaking every single time. And if nothing else, I'm going to kill myself out there on the weekend because of every single time she broke my heart when I had to walk out the door and she wanted mummy. So, tough in that respect. But physically, the first probably 4 months were really tough. Just you're carrying a little extra weight. Your body's not really the same as it was before. Things are a little bit looser. Things jiggle now when you're running. They didn't jiggle before. So it just doesn't feel as good. And then, I think around 4 months, things started to come together. I started to get glimpses of my old self. And once you start seeing that, then it sort of, I don't know, we're here. And I
right.
think I'm in pretty good shape. So
so the other side of having a little one is when you come home from a workout and you're feeling like, I didn't have a good workout, she doesn't care. No. She's just your mom and she just wants to play.
Exactly. Yeah, that's probably one of the things that's been fantastic about having Izzy around. Like, I don't dwell on a bad session. I go to work, I train hard, I do my very best, and then I come home and play with Izzy and forget about it and go back to training the next day and do the same thing. And so I think I've, you know, haven't wasted any energy worrying about if I, you know, I didn't hit a key session here or anything like that. So yeah, I mean, the one thing that actually has suffered a little bit is recovery, because Izzy's quite active, and yeah, when mummy comes home and daddy comes home, it's time to play, and that means chasing her around or carrying her around, and no feet up relaxed time anymore.
Yeah, which
is fine. I mean, I still feel like I'm performing well, so we'll see on Saturday.
You've never been off the podium here.
Yeah.
Is that the goal? Podium or?
Yeah, I mean, I would obviously, I don't really know how I'm going to race on Saturday, because I'm a little bit removed from the scene, having had a year off, and
right.
There's new talent come through. On my best day, I think I can be up there with the best of anyone. I think a podium is definitely a potential. That's my goal.
You know, one other quickie. After you won in 2010, and then in 2011, you had that really good battle mm-hmm. with Chrissy Wellington.
Yeah.
But I know you came out of that race going, okay, you know what, I lost by a couple minutes, but I'll get her next time.
Yeah.
And then she retires.
Yeah.
Was that hard for you? Because it's like, I've talked to a lot of the guys who are bummed that Jan Frodeno's not racing.
Yeah.
They want, this is the place where the best come to race, and you want to race the best in the world.
Yeah.
Was that hard for you to get motivated again when she retired?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 2012, I had my worst results here in Kona. I got third. And
yeah, that's pretty bad.
I didn't have a great, I ran very slow that day. But yeah, having Chrissy there really motivated me every day to get out and train. And then when she wasn't there, it was kind of harder to motivate. All the good girls are here this weekend. Yes, so
not hard to get motivated this year.
Motivation is high, and I get to race all the best. But
What's it about this place? Because you've always been on the podium. You've won three times. You were the first time out, you got second place. What is it about this place and you that goes so well together?
Yeah, I think I just love racing here. I love the atmosphere. I love the opportunity that you have to race against the best in the world on this super hard course. I feel grateful to be able to come here and showcase my talents and be recognized for that. So, I grew up in Australia, in Brisbane and all of that. So it sort of helps that grew up in a hotter climate. I think that sort of allows me to race well in the heat. But more than that, I just really respect the island, the athletes that have gone before me, and I think that is kind of one of many reasons why I've been able to race well here.
And you're loving doing the TV show, the Tim and Rinny and Izzy show?
Yeah, the Tim, Rinny and Izzy show. It's kind of turning more like just the Izzy show. We've been really enjoying doing the YouTube channel. If anyone wants to check us out, we're on YouTube, the Tim and Rinny show. And yeah, we've had Talbot, our film guy, basically follow us around all year and get footage, and it's kind of cool for us. We can look back on earlier videos,
family
and
movies.
Family movies that Talbot's putting together for us. So we just wanted to represent our sponsors and find ways to keep promoting them organically and by telling our story and showing how we go by day to day, which is basically the same as everyone else. That can showcase our sponsors, and hopefully they appreciate that.
Love it. How about a round of applause for three-time Ironman world champion, Marinda Carfrae. Poncho Man, bring us out.
It's Aloha Tuesday, big races on Saturday. Whoa.